This is ReachMD, and you're listening to Conversations on Colorectal Cancer, sponsored by Lilly. On this episode titled MCRC Case Review, How to Make Informed Decisions for Personalized Treatment, we will hear from Dr. Richard Kim from Moffitt Cancer Center.
So the patient that I saw is a patient who is a 48-year-old gentleman who presented with abdominal pain and bright red blood per rectum. Patient went to see a primary care doctor and had a colonoscopy done and was found to have a tumor in the 20 centimeters from the anal verge. The biopsy comes back as poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma. Patient then goes see a medical oncologist and gets a PET scan done and a CAT scan done for staging purposes. And the CAT scan shows that patient has multiple lesions in the liver and the lung. So therefore, patient is definitely not resectable. Now, the first thing we do when I see this patient with newly diagnosed stage 4 colorectal cancer is that we do a molecular profiling to determine what kind of mutation the patient has that will help us manage the patient. So we look at the KRAS mutation, we look at the BRAF mutation, we also look at the MMR status. Looking at the RAS status will determine if the patient's candidate for EGFR drug. If you have a BRAF mutation, those patients tend to have much worse outcome. Therefore, those patients, we tend to be more aggressive with such as a triplet regimen for chemotherapy. And last but not least, we look at the mismatch repair status to see if the patient's a candidate for immunotherapy. Once we have the molecular profiling done, then the first thing we choose is a backbone of chemotherapy. Most commonly used chemo backbone in the first line setting is either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI. Then we determine to see which patient will benefit from the biologic therapy, such as anti-EGFR drugs, such as cetuximab, panitumumab, or anti-VEGF drugs, such as bevacizumab. In this case, because the tumor is left-sided tumor, there's clearly data that anti-EGFR drug may have a benefit over anti-VEGF drug in this setting. However, the concern is the toxicity of the rash that patients faces with anti-EGFR drug. Therefore, I would have a discussion with the patient to determine which biologic to use in this case.
The preceding program was sponsored by Lilly. Content for this series is produced and controlled by ReachMD. This series is intended for healthcare professionals only. To revisit any part of this discussion and to access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/mcrc. Thank you for listening. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.